Today we are at Self Designs Art Gallery, and do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Self, the artist.
Thank you for allowing us to come in and interview you. Do you want to explain to us like a little bit about the gallery, how long it's been here?
The Self Designs Art Gallery actually started June 19th. I started out in a location on 18th and L Street, and then I outgrew that space. And I was over there for about 4.5 years. You know, the first 2 years was kind of slow, you know, because we was coming straight out of the pandemic. But it had like this huge courtyard to where people could still come and see like live music, and we would put artwork out there, and people would still be 6 feet apart but still enjoy art and music. And so that was like the start of it, you know, as far as me just going all in with it. Man, it was taking off. Like every weekend we would have like 30 to 50 people come. We would have it was a 3-bedroom home. We just turned the whole thing into an art gallery.
Was it downtown?
No, it was over in the art area. Mm-hmm. It was in a residential neighborhood. It was weird. Nobody never did this before, you know what I'm saying? And we had just turned this home out into an art gallery, you know what I'm saying? I went in there, painted all the walls white, and got artists, any artists that I knew, to come in and display their art as well as mine. You know, and it had a nice backyard. We had like fire pits, tents, DJs coming out. And you know, it was like, it was cracking. And then the pandemic hit like a week after my birthday. Mm-hmm. You know, my birthday in 2019 was like the last event we had there, and everything shut down. Cause my birthday is in March, you know, which is next
That's
week.
When it is.
You know what I'm saying? So this is really like the anniversary of that.
Yeah.
Know? So, but yeah. That happened, and so, and then because the pandemic happened, people was, you know, tripping out, you know what I mean? So my landlord at the time was like, hey, I need to get back into that spot. I'm like, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to do an art gallery. He's like, man, I need a spot. So I was like, okay, I guess I gotta stop my art gallery. So then I found the other location, you know, it worked out. We started from there. It was kind of slow at first. First 2 years, and people started showing up, knowing that we exist. And it really was through the support of the community and the artists, because what I found out is that Sacramento has amazing talent out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a melting pot of just, you know what I mean? Like, the best of the best. And so I found out that artists needed a space. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was straight for them. That wasn't trying to get over on them or nothing like that. That was in really support of the people, because Sacramento is an art-based, you know, like, it's a lot of art going on. They love art out here, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, like Art Street, you feel me? And I just love the art scene out here. I'm not from here. I'm from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Born and raised out there.
Do you want to talk about how you came from Chicago to Sacramento?
Oh yeah, I came out here when I was 22. So I was young, you know, fresh from the South Side, shy, you know, 40th from Martin Luther King Drive, if anybody know what that is, you know. I was from out there, so coming out here was already a culture shock, you know, for me. And I never thought about art, really. You know what I'm saying? When I was in Chicago, it was all about survival mode, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even have time to think about who I really was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So coming out here and seeing art and seeing appreciation for art, which, not saying that they don't appreciate art in Chicago, because Chicago is full of art, beautiful art, but I wasn't paying attention.
Chicago Museum's one of the
right. You know what I'm saying? And the Art Institute, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of art out there. I just wasn't paying attention because I had so much going on. Like I said, it was survival mode, you know what I'm saying?
Have you seen the Bean, the Chicago
Bean? Yeah, I've been there. I touched it, took pictures, everything on one of my trips back. Because when I left Chicago, the Bean didn't exist. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, just coming out here and seeing art, it made me curious about art. And so that's when I discovered I was an artist around about like when I was 25, 26 years old. I discovered I was an artist. It was actually one of my trips back to Chicago that I found out that my uncle made these wire sculptures. And you might see the sculpture sprinkled around the gallery. But my uncle showed me how to make these sculptures, and I was just naturally good at making them. When he showed me, I just got it like right away. And so that made me curious, like, okay, what else can I do? You know, so I started getting booths, vendor booths, and selling my sculptures. And people was liking them, I was getting a response, and so I started a little business, you know, just selling my sculptures. And, you know, that gave me inspiration to do more, you know. And my first event selling sculptures was actually the Sacramento Black Expo. I did that and, you know, had a good response. Then I ended up hooking up with different, the Sojourner Truth Museum. Yeah, I have some pieces over there right now, but they from back in the day when I first started out. But there are some of the people that gave me a chance to show my work, you know. And I got accepted into an art gallery right downtown off of 18th Street called the Phoenix Art Gallery. And that was like the start of it. That gave me inspiration and hope to really like find out more about art, you know. And as I got older, by the time I got 30 years old, my father died. And I was like, okay, what am I really gonna do? Because I was selling these sculptures, I was making the sculptures, but I didn't know anything about art. Like, I never went to school for art or anything. So once that happened, that made me say, okay, let me go to school for art. If I'm gonna call myself an artist, I need to know something else about art. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Something. So I took some art classes at Sac City. And once I did that at Sac City, that's when my mind exploded. I was like, oh my God, I'm an artist. Like, I was sitting in the classroom and they showing me all these different artists. They teaching me the history of art, all of this. I never knew none of this stuff. And I'm learning this, and I'm like, this is me. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm noticing it's no black artists that they really showing and representing. You know what I'm saying? Our people not really represented in those art history books.
Yeah.
So I asked the professor, I'm like, how do, you know, y'all pick the artists that's in the art history books? And she was like, well, we pick art that represents the context and content in the time in which it was created. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So I definitely like put that into some of my art pieces, you know, especially my drawings. But to rewind it back a little bit, when I took that art class at Sac City, that's when I discovered I could draw. Because I didn't know that I could draw to the depth that I can till I was 30 years old, because I never had an art class.
So would you say that drawing is your main expression of art?
You know what? Right now it is. Like, I love drawing because I spend hours. Like, I can get lost into it. Like, I won't eat the whole day of passing by. I might have bills due. I won't even pay them. I got the money sitting there, I won't pay them because I'm just drawing. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, drawing is very therapeutic for me. The sculptures are too, you know, but it's just like I go back and forth, which I have zero time to create art right now, so it's killing me. I do get to create with my students, you know what I'm saying? That's cool, but that's different. You know what I mean? But it's something about that alone time and just connecting with me and the universe and the paper and the pencils, you know what I'm saying? It's very therapeutic, and I don't get to do it because my life, man. I'm a full-time teacher, and I told her I just did the after-school program, and then I got this right after the after-school program. Mm-hmm. So, like, what am I doing? You know?
So what's the story behind the logo of Self Design Art Guy?
Ah, the logo. So the logo was, if you look at it, it's the initials of the gallery. So you got an S right here, you got a D, you got an A, and you got a G.
Oh.
Yeah, you see it now?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was just, you know, just doodling, you know, and
I never saw a D before. I was kind of wondering.
Yeah, I came up with it, you know. I did speak to, you know, a couple other people, like Miss Love. You know, she suggested that I put this circle around it. And then the color scheme is from P.A. Mondrian, which is a famous French artist, mm-hmm. who I learned about in that art history class, you know, who had this theory that artists, it's like scientific. It's a scientific way or mathematical way through these color patterns and lines that you can please the human eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just believed, like, through these patterns, using these same colors, that you can, you know, just make anybody like this art, you know, just because it got this design, this color scheme on it. So, but yeah, I was inspired by some of his pieces, P.A. Mondrian. That was the color scheme that I chose, because anybody who has studied art history, they gonna know that. They gonna be like, oh, that's P.A. Mondrian. You know what I'm saying?
So would you say that P.A. is one of your inspirations when it comes to art?
I would say, but he down on the list. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I would say through self-expression, like, my favorite artist is Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I would be doing if it wasn't for that guy, for sure. But as far as, like, the artists who are, like, in art galleries and stuff like that, the one that opened my eyes when I was in the art class is a guy named Andy Goldsworthy. He makes art from nature. Like, everything he does is nature. Like, it's hard to explain. You would just have to, like, look him up. Mm-hmm. Like, look him up, bro. Andy Goldsworthy has some amazing work. He just thinks outside the box a little bit when it comes to nature. He makes, like, sculptures out of leaves, and he makes artwork out of ice that'll melt away, you know, leaves that'll blow away. You know, they call that ephemeral art. But mm-hmm. I just thought that he was very unique, and if he could, you know, make art out of just going in the woods and nature, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this is one of my lanes right here. Like, I need to be able to go sit in the woods and make some art and get paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? So, yeah, that was very inspirational. Just seeing that people could take nothing, make it into something, you know, and, you know, make a living off of it, and, you know what I'm saying, just be free like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was very powerful for me to see. I'm like, man, what? People out here struggling, walking past leaves every day.
Like, he's getting paid.
From he picking up leaves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
getting
the great
flown
thing
all over
about
the world
life.
To do it.
That's a great thing about life. You know, there's always different perspectives. You know, lots of people, most people just walk by, don't even notice them, but other people look at them and they can see something else.
Yeah, the beauty of just nature, man.
It's the best thing about art.
Capturing that beauty, bringing it out.
So what really inspired you to start Self-Design Art Gallery?
Yeah, Self-Design's Art Gallery was created out of, you know, me just tired of not having the opportunity to display my work. You know, knowing that everybody that I show my work to say, oh, this is amazing. I've never seen this before. I've never seen this type of art, these type of sculptures before. Mm-hmm. But then I'm having problems getting into art galleries. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was feeling like discriminated against, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't, like, really rocking
with
me.
They weren't messing with you, man.
Say what?
Said they weren't messing with you.
Right, right. And then it was like, and then when I did get on the phone with them or, you know, try to talk to some of these art galleries as it's down here, they want to know, well, where'd you graduate from? You know, like, where else have you studied or... what other galleries have you worked with? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what if I haven't worked with any mm-hmm. or studied with anybody? I'm just a natural, talented black man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get a chance. So I just hated that aspect of it, you know? And so I was like, okay, I gotta create my own lane. You know what I'm saying? And within doing that, how dare me not give everybody else a chance? You feel me? Cause like, I'm no gatekeeper, you feel me? Like, I'm trying to put everybody on, because mm-hmm. I come from nothing. Southside Chicago, the projects, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. And I'm not, like, a hateful person. It's all love. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, once the idea sparked and I saw the response, I'm like, oh, this can't die. You know what I'm saying? I got to put everything into it. You know what I mean? Because, like I said before, Sacramento has so many talented people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you being one of them, you know what I'm saying? You're another artist, you know what I mean? And we all deserve a space. We all deserve a spot where you can grow from. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody should be able to, you know, have a spot where if they want to show their talent or make money off their talent, or, you know what I'm saying, have an opportunity to put food on their table. You know what I mean? An art gallery should hold all of these qualities and provide all of this for the community. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an art gallery. Like, yeah, it should be all about community. So that was my spark, my inspiration was just, you know, really just not having the chance. And, you know, it was just fuel to the fire when they told me no. You know?
So you created your own platform.
Right.
It's amazing.
And created a whole platform. And I'm trying to create a platform for the city. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You already have. You know.
It's in the making. Thank you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm definitely just trying to make this the Sacramento hub for artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be the biggest, like, group of artists that the world has ever seen come out of one location. Like everybody came up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Now we known all over. You know what I'm saying? Because we had a platform that's in downtown.
I think it's good right here on K Street, you know,
man,
next to Tiger.
When I saw this spot and got the tour, I was like,
sweet.
What the hell? No, it wasn't sweet. I was like, I didn't think it was gonna happen, bro. Like, it was, it was butterfly. It was nerve wracking. You know what I'm saying? Like the night that I found this spot and I saw it online, me and Ms. Love didn't even go to sleep, and I had to go to work in the morning. I didn't go to sleep. We was talking about it. We manifested it. Like, we gotta have that spot. We gotta get it. Like, whatever needs to happen, we gotta have it. Like, it was meant for us to see it. Because the last spot I was in, they, you know, I'm keeping 100. They gave me a 60-day notice during the holidays. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of noise complaints. Mm. Like, that, me, that was like a, it was very heartbreaking because I had been over there for like 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
do you see it as a blessing in disguise?
Yes. Now, yeah. When I was in it, I was like, I was upset until I saw this. I was like, oh, this is what it's about. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I was supposed to outgrow that spot. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to, you
sometimes
know,
get too comfortable.
Get asked to leave. You know what I'm saying? Just so I, you know what I'm saying? Just so we could be here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely that's proof that everything happens for a reason. Because I was blind in it. I didn't know. I thought it was over. I was really gonna shut it down and try to revamp and come back in the summer after I found a location or something. You know what I mean? So it really was a trip that it worked out how it did. You know.
So what are some of the biggest challenges you found while owning a gallery? You know,
the biggest challenges I would say was the challenge would be maybe trying to get the seats filled. You know, it's still growing. You know what I mean? But
like promotion wise.
Yeah, you know, because it's expensive to be over here. You know what I'm saying? So the challenge has been just trying to get people to know this place exists. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's happening since mm-hmm. since I've been over here, is way more people coming through. You know what I'm saying? But financial. I think the biggest challenge has been the financial mm-hmm. strain, because I'm putting blood, sweat, and tears into this. Like everything's going into it, so I don't have no big ass working capital or no. Yeah, mm-hmm. no. This is
making it work.
Right. This is community based, supported by the community. You know what I'm saying? So you know. When people show up and pay $10, that helps a lot. You feel me? So I appreciate. That's why all my shows, I'd be like, hey, I appreciate y'all being here. Like, it would not exist if y'all weren't coming. If there wasn't nobody coming, I would have to shut it down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's amazing. What do you see in the future of the gallery?
Yeah, so, you know, the future, I would love what I'm working on is trying to get self-designs. Art gallery, this should be in every major city, you know what I'm saying? Like a spot like this in every major city that supports artists. And, you know, I would like it to be a spot where artists could come and get a hot meal. They could take a shower, they could wash their clothes, they could stay overnight if they want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the vision, just to have self-designs. Art gallery needs to be a spot that's for the people all over.
Ever considered going nonprofit? You could get loans and
that is something that I've been talking to people about. Yeah, for sure. Having a nonprofit section. Of the business, for mm-hmm. sure. It is needed, you know what I'm saying? Because the stuff that I do,
that would be amazing.
Does tie into that. For sure.
That's amazing. I just want to thank you for allowing Tsunami to come in and interview you, get to know you, get to know about the gallery, some of the origins. Do you have any last words for some of our audience? Pieces of advice?
Yeah, just, you know, I would just say, just stick to your dreams, stick to your goals. You know what I'm saying? You have a vision, stick with it. You know what I mean? And just know that Self-Designs Art Gallery is here to support all artists in the community, you know? And the words when you first walk in downstairs say, you are great. You feel me? Like, everybody is great. You know, we all have been born. You know, we didn't have to be born. You know what I mean? It was... Yeah, so the Earth has been here like 13 or 14 billion years, you know what I'm saying? And it's all been spinning and everything has been working all up until this moment. So just know that we are all special. And you know, if you do have a way of expressing yourself, you know, artistic form of self-expression, don't be scared or nervous or think twice about sharing that, because what's therapeutic for you is also therapeutic for somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, if you write a poem or a book or a song and you just keep it to yourself, it's not fair, because you could, the universe gave you that. You know what I mean? Like, it downloaded to you. But it's hella people out here that you could probably save or affect or change their life through your work, like, in including with your, you know, your videos and photography. You know what I'm saying? Continue to put that out there, because you never know who's gonna see it, who might need to hear it, who might need to, you know what I'm saying? Just have that. So, you know, and never give up. You know what I mean? Like, artists is important, and whatever you're doing, if you believe in it, don't give up, you know. And yeah, that's about it, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your advice. We're definitely gonna keep going.
For sure.
Keeping it pushing is the biggest thing about being an artist, is not giving up. There's lots of things that can discourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're not feeling inspired, but you know, we just gotta keep going. But thank you so much, and we'll wrap that up.
For sure. Thank you, brother.